Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. At this moment, we're in the season of Lent. And during Lent, as we've said a few times, Lent is a time where we focus particularly on prayer, on fasting, and almsgiving. And by focusing on these three different areas, we're able to have a transformation of our heart to become closer to God during this time. That's why we have those three practices. It's about our heart transformation. And so today I want to talk about prayer. For many of us, we may pray every day. For some of us, prayer might be a new thing. We may not know what to say, what words to use. If I were to describe prayer in its simplest form, I would say prayer is talking to God and listening to God. It's both. Because prayer builds our relationship with God. It connects us to Him. It's a way that we can say to God, I want you in my life and I need you in my life. When we sit down to pray, that's what we're saying to God. I want you, Lord, I need you. Prayer helps to make us aware of God's presence in our lives. I know when I pray daily, when I have my prayer time and then I go out into the rest of my day, that sometimes things come up during my day that I have a little thought, a Holy Spirit thought that goes, oh, I've been praying about that. Maybe God's trying to say something to me. And I feel a connection to God because of my prayer. Prayer also helps us to turn to Him more throughout our day. When I've had different medical appointments for myself or different medical appointments for my daughter, there have been times when I've said, God, I need you here right now as I go into this appointment, as I'm about to meet with this doctor, as I'm about to have this conversation. And prayer allows me to put my trust in God in things that are not things that are in my control, are things that I can't do a lot for myself, but I need God's presence and His divine intervention in a situation. Maybe there are relationships and things in your life where you can't change it, but we know that God can. God can change hearts. And prayer allows us to put our trust in Him, that He has the bigger plan, that He can change someone's hearts, that He can change the direction of our lives. Prayer helps us to trust in Him more and to rely on Him more. And so today for our heartbeat, in saying that about prayer, I want to spend some time in prayer right now. And what I want to do is I'm going to pray for some broad topics, big topics. And as I pray broadly for these topics, what I want you to do is I want you to join me in prayer. And I want you to think of a specific person that you are going to pray for under each topic. Now, maybe you'll pray for the same person each time. Or maybe if, for example, I say I'm going to pray for health, you think, well, I'm going to pray for my brother right now who's going through a hard time with his health. And then when I say I'm going to pray about finances, you might say, well, actually, I'm going to pray for my father whose business is not going well right now. So you might want to pray for a different person each time. And as I pray, I want you to be specific in your own mind, praying to God about the person that you're praying for. And of course, don't forget to pray for yourself. Maybe there's a topic that I bring up and you think, yeah, that's for me. I need that one. And as we pray, let's join our prayers and ask God to come and be miraculous in our situations, in our hearts, and in the everyday circumstances of our lives. So why don't you join me as we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to come to you, that you who are Creator and God of the universe, allow us to come to you with our needs. I thank you that you hear us, you hear our prayers, you hear what it is that we need, what we desire. You know us, Lord, through and through. So I pray right now that as I pray for all of these things and as people are praying across the world with me right now for their specific circumstances, that you would be miraculous, that you would have your divine intervention into all of these circumstances. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do in our lives and in the people's lives that we're praying for. So right now, let's pray for people who are going through a health battle. Lord, we pray right now for those who are struggling with their health. We pray for those who maybe are battling cancer or disease in their body. Lord, we pray for people who have high blood pressure. We pray for healthy habits, Lord, that some of us need in our lives. We pray for discipline, We pray for self-control. We pray for exercise, Lord, for those things that we need to put into our lives. Lord, we pray right now for the specific person that's in our mind who's going through a health battle right now. We pray for your miracles. We pray for your strength. We pray for your healing. And Lord, we pray for your will. We pray for that right now. Lord, we pray for those who are studying. Lord, I pray for those right now that you would give them a clear mind to learn, that you would give them greater understanding, Lord, of what it is that they're studying, that they would use those gifts and abilities that you have given them to learn, Lord. And Lord, I specifically pray for our children who are at school, that you would open their minds to learn, that you would teach them more of you and more of what it is that they're studying right now. We pray for all our children, Lord God. Lord, we pray for our finances. We pray for financial provision. Lord, you know the specifics of our needs in this area, Lord, and I pray that you would continue to provide, that you would provide a miracle for people. There are people right now, Lord, who I know need a miracle in their finances, so we pray for that right now. Lord, we pray for people who are running businesses, that you would help them to make good decisions, wise decisions for their business, that you would help them to steward what they have and to do that well. We pray for people's staff, that you would bless them, that you would help people to work well, that you would bless the staff, Lord God, of these businesses. And we pray for those of us who are workers, Lord God, that you would help us to work well, to work as if we're working for you, Lord, that you would give us strength, grace, and sustenance to keep going where we need to, Lord. Lord, I now pray for the area of decision making. It's something that we all have to do, Lord God, and I pray right now for your wisdom, for your guidance. Lord, right now there would be people who need to make big decisions in their lives. We know that when we ask for wisdom that you bless us with that. So I pray right now, Lord God, that whatever the situation is, whatever the person who is making a decision right now, and we know who those people are in our own lives, Lord, we pray that you would bless them with wisdom and your guidance and your direction. I pray that you would bless them with the next steps, Lord, what to do next. And I pray that if they're feeling stuck, Lord God, that you would guide them and that you would help them through to make the right decision. Lord, I pray for relationships. I pray for those tough relationships that we have in our lives, Lord God. I pray for a change of heart in people where they need it, that only you can do, Lord God. I pray for marriages right now, Lord God, that you would bless them, that those who are finding it hard in their marriage, that you would help them through it, Lord God, that you would be there to give them peace and comfort and joy and love. Lord, I pray for those who are really wanting to find a partner in life. I pray that you would bless them with the right person, that you would open the right doors for them to meet, Lord God. And I pray for your blessing upon them. Lord, I pray for the relationships of parents to children. Some of us have tough relationships in that area, Lord God, and you know what that is. You know the detail of those things. I pray for your love and I pray for your forgiveness to reign in those relationships. And Lord, right now, for people who are praying with me around the world, you know the detail of what that is. You know the struggles that many people go through. And I pray for your love and peace and your grace to be upon those relationships. And finally, Lord, I pray for those to know Christ, for those people in our lives, Lord, and why don't we all just bring them to mind right now. Pray for those people in our lives, Lord, who we want them to come to know you, for our spouses, for our children, for our friends. Lord, we want them to know the deep love that you have for them, and that they do not have to live weighed down in their life, that you have won the victory on the cross, Lord God, that we will celebrate in just a few weeks' time, Lord, that you have won that victory and that they can live in that victory in their life because of what you've done. We pray that in some way they would come to know you. Maybe right now there's something that I haven't prayed for that you have on your mind. Why don't you just right now in your own heart pray for that situation? Lord, I pray that you would come and cover these situations, these circumstances in people's lives, that you know the detail. You know the right way forward. I pray for your grace. I pray for your forgiveness. Pray for your love to reign in all these situations. And Lord, we ask all of this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We, as part of our ministry and part of the Bruce Downs Catholic Ministry, have the prayer wall. And you can go to the prayer wall if you would like prayer and write your prayers on that wall, and people from all around the world will pray for you and for your needs. You can also write to us at our ministry and we will be praying for you over these next few weeks of Lent. So please write to us and we would love to pray for you. You know, right now as I was praying, Rosemary's here in this room with me and she's been praying as well, joining her prayers with mine and with yours. So I pray that as we continue in this Lent, that you would take a bit more time to pray. That if you want to, you can go back and watch this and pray for a different person, all of those things all over again. And I encourage you to listen to our podcast where we will be chatting a bit more about this and prayer for our lives. Thanks for joining me this week. Look forward to seeing you next time.